All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ty Law is brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law. And excuse me.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. I'll be in
die?
There in a second.
Are you gonna die?
And also brought to you by 110 Grill.
Are you going to die?
Gluten-free dining done right. And he joins us this morning, I think, from the West Coast. Hey, Ty.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys. Pretty interesting, entertaining conversation, you know, with the mac and cheese.
Well, thank you.
I got a buddy in with that one on the onions. I don't know about that one, Curtis.
Believe me, I don't know about that one.
No, I don't either.
I'm going to bring it in tomorrow. Oh, yeah. You guys can decide. And I'll send it to L.A. for Ty to try.
I'll give it a try, onions in it.
Hey, you cannot be nice, Greg, Wiggy, Coco. If it ain't good, you must clown.
Oh, we'll let
you
it go.
You must clown on the radio.
We will.
Yep, it's going to be a freak-off.
What kind of macaroni you use, Curtis?
Cavatappi, the spiral ones.
Okay, all right.
I do elbows if you prefer. I'm very flexible. But...
No, I like the shells, too. I'm just trying to get some insight.
Yep. Shells, I think, can get a bit messy if stuff gets caught in there and it's not fully cooked. The shells sometimes are
They
gross.
Can also disintegrate a little bit more than cavatappi.
I'm a little bit disappointed in you guys that ain't nobody say nothing about, like, how good vodka sauce is, especially when you're using Corvus vodka. But I'll just throw that out there. But go ahead.
Corvus vodka is too good to have it just cooked off.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to give my man Chef Nick some love. Colonnade Hotel, Chef Nick Killeds, man. He can make some vodka sauce. Man, it's off the chain. I'm trying to tell you. Look, it's like, I'm not a chef. I'm a simple guy. Put in some lemonade to keep it rolling. But Chef Nick, he puts it down with the Corvus vodka and make sauce out of it. I'm trying to tell you, it's unbelievable.
I saw a thing last night.
But it's not for cooking, though. It's for drinking.
I saw a thing last night on Monday Night Football that looked pretty good. Mac and sack. It was... It seems like Mac Jones and his dream of starting for the Miami Dolphins may have died before our eyes last
He had his
night.
Opportunity. That thing is gone.
Where's Garoppolo at, guys? Is he out there somewhere?
I think he's doing porn.
He was suspended.
Jimmy Garoppolo is...
That's a promo.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, Ty, where are you today when it comes to Drake May? Like, Wiggy brings it up every day. And, what's the delay here? Gerard Mayo, your guy, was on this show yesterday saying that Jacoby Brissett gives this team the best chance to win. Do you feel that way?
I mean, you know what? I'm a believer that you got to let quarterbacks develop. How many times did Jacoby Brissett get sacked? Was it seven times?
I don't know if it was that.
No,
it
was five times.
Yeah.
I mean, check the stats. I think it was more than seven. You got to count total. them halves.
Seven total, because Drake May got sacked twice.
Okay, yeah. Seven total.
So five.
Okay, so he got sacked how many times and how many passes did he throw? Two or three. So you got sacked twice. So you don't want him to be gun-shy out there. I mean, he's doing the right thing, playing better. Obviously, you don't have any protection. They need some work on the offensive line. You need some work on the defensive line. You got Aaron Rodgers out there looking like Aaron Rodgers from 10 years ago. You know what I mean? I don't understand it. And whatever happened with you to the fundamental thing in football that you must know how to do called tackling? You know, have you ever seen a worse display of tackling in your life?
No.
Oh, man, I mean, just get in front of somebody. I mean, I mean, that was the worst display of tackling. And I'm going at the defense, and I'm a defensive guy because I always want to pat those guys on the back every chance you get. But that was absolutely pathetic as far as the tackling and the effort that goes into it. So I know Gerard Mayo got to be pissed. I don't care what he says as a head coach. Damn it, Gerard, you are pissed. Being a linebacker known for bone-crushing tackles and making plays, to see your team go out there and play like that. That defense was terrible. Damn it, Wiggy, let's go try out, man.
Well, let me ask you this, Ty, because Bill talked about it. We obviously have our boy Matt Light on here who talks about it. Practices not being the same, and it shows when it comes to tackling. You're a defensive guy. I could not tackle at all when there was an interception. I was just looking for somebody else to get the tackle before I got my head knocked off. What is it like working on tackling that makes you a better tackler? Is it just something that you either want to do it, or is it, I know there's technique involved, but what do you think the problem is with the sloppy tackling? Do you think it is the lack of, I guess, maybe hitting and contact nowadays versus when we play?
Absolutely. It's the lack of contact. You know, you protect them out there for practices and things like that. But when you go full, I mean, because it's that catch 22. If you don't go out there and tackle, you don't risk getting hurt in practice. We all know that. But you got to go out there and tackle somebody. I mean, if that means your team is not good, you have to do more tackle drills. Plain and simple. You would think, starting from Little League, where, hey, Greg, I played football since I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. Tackling is a part of the game. You think once you make it to that level, you would pretty much have that little fundamental, very important thing down.
Yeah.
But obviously, these guys don't have it. You know what I mean? And so you're not doing enough. Maybe you're trying to get the team together, get your pieces in there or whatnot, but I just don't understand how you go out there and put out that display, even from an effort standpoint, Wiggy. I can look at it. Mm-hmm. Effort is terrible.
But that's not that's on the player. Like, you have 14 missed tackles in that game. That you're not saying that's on Gerard Mayo and what they're doing to get
no,
ready.
No, I'm saying no. As a coach, you gotta have your guys. If you know they can't tackle, because obviously this ain't the first time you've seen it in this game. So you gotta do tackle drills. You got to take it back to the old school. Hey, I don't give a damn if you got to do Oklahoma drills in the pros. You got to tackle because you cannot win in this league without tackling. So, yes, I blame the players, but as a coaching staff, you got to figure out what you can and cannot do. And right now, you cannot tackle. So you have to do more tackle drills. You got to put people in harm's way, I guess, if that's what you want to call it, in practice. You put yourself in harm's way to tackle. Man, you never win like that. I don't care. I mean, he got to be pissed off because he's a defensive-minded guy. Yeah. That was pathetic.
Ty, media members were in the locker room yesterday, and they said that there was a game ball from the win over the Bengals in week one in every single locker. I don't know how we got here.
That's the problem. If that was the case, that's a problem. I mean, If you want to do something for the coach or the Spurs win, you give the coach the game ball, but all the players get a game ball. I mean, you're giving out too many rewards because it's actually your job to go out there and win. So if you do something extraordinary, that's one thing. If you win the Super Bowl, everybody gets a game ball. The AFC Championship, everybody could possibly get a game ball. But this is too early in the season. Everybody is not choosing you to win anything. You go out there and do so. Hey, let's say Jacoby Brissett or whoever else, the head coach, you give him a game ball, but everybody, come on, man, and you wasting money on footballs because damn it, everybody deserves it.
From your perspective, from when you played, on to the Kansas City Chiefs for a moment, and the narrative that they get all the calls, the no call on the pass interference on what would have been the Kyle Pitts touchdown. Is the NFL trying to get these guys to three-peat? Is that what's going on?
I mean, it's a whole lot of speculation. It looks that way, but when you're winning and it's a part of being the top team, you catch certain breaks. I'm quite sure that, you know, when we're playing at times, that, hey, they might have missed a call on Tom Brady. I don't know. But when you're at the top, when you're the top dog, I think everything is going to be magnified. Every little call. So they're a good football team. You know, they're the team to beat. Of course, would the league like to see that? I don't know if that would be a good or a bad thing for the league. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you want the parity. That's why you got free agency and things like that. So, you know, it would be good for the Kansas City Chiefs organization. But I don't know if that would be a great business move on the league, because we want to see different people out there. Now, if you earn it, that's one thing. So I can't say that it's being, you know, given to them, set up. They're a good football team. And when you're Patrick Mahomes and plays the way he plays, yeah, Andy Reid, you might get a break or two, but I don't see as any, you know, shenanigans. I don't think so. Yes, because that's taken away from what the players are putting out on the field. They're just fighting the way to win.
Well, I think that the league probably has to do a better job of going both ways with it, because I listen, I'm an offensive guy, and I think the hottest thing to do is be a defensive guy, especially in pass coverage, because we push. We're always extending our arms as offensive players or giving little chicken wings.
We can't wrap a guy up.
No, I get it. But we're always extending, flippering, you know, pulling a guy. We're always looking for that little bit of an edge. And I know the one you're talking about is definitely a pass interference. But I think there are
definitely a pass interference.
There are a lot of calls that pass interference on defensive guys that you look and go, like, really? Like, and it's got to be hot. I mean, Ty, you've played it. It's got to be. Man. I remember, what was it? Sam Madison used to, you know, when the league was different, go, I'm going to go out there and hold, and they're going to miss more than they actually call. But how would you play in this era if you were a defensive back? Would you be a lot less aggressive than when you played, obviously?
No, I would play the same way. Of course, I got to be cognizant of what they're throwing, but I've told the story before that I had a pass when it comes to getting the flag early, so I try to establish that, you know, so being aggressive was my style of play. But, no, you got to go out there and challenge people, understanding that the rules are kind of sway toward the offense because of all the Vegas and the fantasy and things. Now people want to see points on the board. It's a business at the end of the day when it comes to the offense. When have you seen a fantasy defense and everybody draft just on defense? It's usually the team, even though I don't understand all of the fantasy stuff. But Vegas, fantasy, that has a lot to do with the game, and that's why you see so many offensive players being able to push off without getting called. They'll get called if it's totally blatant usually, but it'd be tough for me. I probably wouldn't get no check, but of course I had the great Bill Belichick. They say as long as you get a flag early, Belichick says as long as I do it early, you know, and don't do it on third down, it don't cost a team, then I'm fine. So that was my strategy.
We had to dump out of that. That's $100 to the swear jar.
Exactly. But anyway, but Wiggy, I'm glad you admitted it to me, because be pushing off, man. Y'all receivers, man. Y'all be getting away with anything, especially, you know, when you got guys big like yourself or strong, fast like T.O., and they push off and give you that little elbows thing. Y'all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
I'll never get called, man. That's irritating.
Ty, what's the mindset for a player after you get embarrassed on, you know, Thursday night football? All eyes are on you on a game like that. And how do they take any positive from that moving forward?
Coco, I don't see what you can take positive. It's going to be a bunch of lowlights in there, you know, the next time you come back in there for the film. And Coach Belichick, as you know, was the best at him. Oh, my God.
Meetings.
You talk about, oh, man, that man, Def Comedy Jam. I mean, it was hilarious. And you just hope that you wasn't on there when he had to break you down. But it is no real coaching points there other than we got to learn how to tackle. He needs to go back to the fundamentals, treat them like some Pop Warner kids, and go out there and do Oklahoma drill. Go out there and do tackle and hold their hand, because this is absolutely ridiculous. They didn't look like a good football team, and we're gonna always give credit where credit is due, but we gotta do our jobs. And even though as a former player I was on both sides of it, you know, the good and the bad, because when I didn't play well I got talked about, so now I got to talk about them. You're not playing well, Gerard, get these boys ready. I don't think Drake May is going to go out there and do anything better than Jacoby Brissett. I really don't. But if you want to throw him out into the fire and let him get his feet wet, okay, maybe in a couple weeks. Because if you keep playing like that, you're going to be out of playoff contention real early.
Time now for the most entertaining play of the game, brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, we got a pretty good kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Okay.
What about Greg, you got a point. You got a point. I was saying that. I said, you know what? I think we found a kicker. That's it. I ain't seen nothing else that was exciting. And, you know, I know we got to say something, but damn, Apex. We want to do you better, but it's hard out here.
What about the Drake May run on 4th and 8?
Okay, Sean. I mean,
nobody playing at that point, Sean.
I'm trying here. Hey, I'm just trying to help.
That's the kind of that's those yards and plays that you make at the end, and the New England faithful, Drake, look at him. Believe me, everybody at the Jets was already packed in, ready to go, ready to go to the club or whatever they were doing.
Mayo wouldn't even call a timeout to let your guy try to punch it in.
I felt bad for him too, man. Like, they were right there. You should have given him a chance.
Those are like the garbage points Greg got when he played basketball. It's a 40-point blow, and I put the bums in.
That's the kind of stuff, Wiggy. Don't even put me in the game. Look, I might not even go in. You know what I mean? Go to hell, man. They ain't putting me in on that.
All right, Ty Law. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Ty, great talking to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. I'll be there next week. I'll be in studio next week, man. See you guys there.
All right, awesome. We'll see you then, and we'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.